Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen, and today we start with a documentary or a mouse, a very famous mouse. Unsurprisingly, it's on Disney Plus. Take it away, Susie.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, this one is Mickey, the story of a mouse, as you say, on Disney Plus, and it is out now. Mickey Mouse, he is iconic, isn't he? He's the symbol of Disney. He's the OG of Walt's career. So to tell us Mickey's history, how he came to be, and how he still influences us today, this is all covered in this documentary. Delving into Walt Disney's making of the mouse is also covered in the documentary, but don't expect a deep dive into Walt's personal history or his controversies. This is a focus on Mickey, after all. So included in the documentary is actually an animated short film called Mickey in a Minute. Definitely worth watching for that.
I don't know how I feel about the convenient skipping over of Walt Disney's controversies, but let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Probably the most universal symbol ever created by man. Or mouse.
Hi, Mickey!
What is it about Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse to me is light. There's like a lot of dark in the world, and he's hope.
Mickey Mouse started in the roaring 20s, but almost immediately a depression fell.
You have groups saying, we want Mickey to help get us through World War II.
The American dream.
So Mickey was Walt's first creation, and it sounds like it was very convenient timing because people really wanted and needed a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Walt Disney created Mickey with another animator, and Mickey was the first hit animation for Disney. After creating the Walt Disney Animation Studios with his brother, and then the hit of Mickey, Walt went on to create the first full-length animation, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which was released in all the way back in 1937. So it wasn't until the 50s that the successors of the animation company was able to use their well-known name to create that amusement park that we still go to today. And I googled this, 12 million of us visited Walt Disney World in the USA just last year.
I can't believe that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs actually was released in 1937. I knew it was old. I didn't realize it was way back in
the 30s.
Mickey was created though in 1928, so he's nearly, 94, 95 years old?
Yeah, he's getting on a little bit. So he's actually received 10 Oscar nominations. He has a star on Hollywood Boulevard, and he's the official mascot of a yearly parade through Melbourne. Yes, not a Disney parade, just a different parade.
Just a Mickey parade. You can obviously,
you can still buy merch with his face on it in lots of shops. You know, we've all seen it. And Disney stores are selling Mickey Mouse soft toys by the millions. It literally seems like Mickey isn't going anywhere anytime soon. As you say, even though he's almost 100 years old.
Wow. Well, that one bringing joy to all. And let's move straight from that into season 4 of Yellowstone. And man, this is very different. This is a drama, a series. This is a family I would not want to be involved with.
Yeah, definitely not your Disney Plus sort of thing. This is on Sky and it is out now. This series follows the Dutton family and their struggle to control the largest ranch in the USA. It's led by the patriarch John Dutton, who's played by Kevin Costner. The family violently defend their land against land developers, the nearby Indian reservation, and the Yellowstone National Park.
Not wrong on the violently defend at all. Yeah, can we all just get along? Turns out no. Mm. Here we go, let's have a snippet from the trailer.
What's happening?
I don't know, just get to the bunkhouse.
Moral. Those are words men invented to scare and shame other men from taking back what they've stolen.
Oh, what about right or wrong?
There's no such thing.
Season 4 has hit Sky Show as of this month, and you can binge all seasons from season 1 to 4 now. It is a very violent one, but it also is very good, so definitely check it out.
Nice. Thanks, Susie. If people want more inspo about what to watch, where can they find our podcast?
You can hear our beautiful voices at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen.
Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. See you later.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.